Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Days after COVID-era policy ended, the surge at the southern border has tapered off. Officials had expected it would shoot up, but the numbers are still high and detention centers are jammed. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
Over the weekend, migrants arrived at border fences for a shot at a new life and for help to survive.
Hambre también, tenemos mucha hambre.
You're hungry.
Hungry, yes.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said strict new rules are deterring others from coming.
The United States Border Patrol has seen an approximately 50% drop in the number of people encountered at our southern border.
China has sentenced a 78-year-old U.S. citizen to life in prison for espionage. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Such severe sentences are rare for foreign citizens in China. John Xinguan Liang held a U.S. passport, and this is likely to further strain relations between Washington and Beijing. He's also a permanent resident of Hong Kong. It isn't clear when he was taken into custody. The State Department says it's aware of the reports, but had no further comment.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is in the U.K. today for talks with Prime Minister Sunak on military aid.
We'll discuss very important issues, urgent support for Ukraine and security for, I think, not only for Ukraine, it's important for all of Europe.
Zelensky visited with leaders in Rome, Berlin, and Paris over the weekend. Police in Arizona say two people were killed, a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old, at a neighborhood party in Yuma. A 16-year-old boy is being treated for life-threatening injuries. Police Sergeant Lori Franklin.
It is still an ongoing investigation, so there was a lot of witnesses there, so everybody's being interviewed, everything's being double-checked, everything's being gone over.
So far, no arrests. The Pacific Northwest is in the dangerous grip of a heat wave. Faith Wimberly lives in Seattle.
We don't have air conditioning either, but we're lucky to have a backyard and access to shade and windows that open. We can get a good cross breeze.
Heat advisories are posted through Wednesday. In California, Sierra Nevada, three campgrounds at Yosemite are closing as they brace for record snowmelt. Marvel's threequel ruled the Mother's Day box office.
Come on, Drax. Seriously, dude?
No.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 brought in more than $60 million in its second weekend. A distant second.
Do not touch that mushroom, you'll die!
A Super Mario Brothers movie, and debuting in third.
Hello, you've reached the home of the retired and gifted.
Book Club 2 with Candace Bergen, Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, and Mary Steenburgen. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, your personal injury attorneys dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson & Watts, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Watts. GTWLawyers.com.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Images. We all have them.
You only get so many sunrises. Rise up and get the influence, productivity, professional well-being, and collaboration you need to become the best leader you can be. ChaskaConsulting.com provides executive leadership coaching, workshops, webinars, business consulting, and keynote speaking workshops. Samantha at ChaskaConsulting.com will guide and consult you and your team from planning to completion. A beautiful place to visit. ChaskaConsulting.com. That's C-H-A-S-K-A Consulting.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the...
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes, and let's get ready, because Earl is on a rampage this morning.
Man, come on, man. What's going on, man? Good morning. What's up? And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. What's going on, my man?
It's going good, Earl. You know, weather was nice for Michigan. Weather was nice this weekend. You know, so I don't know what was going on in Wisconsin, but it was pretty nice.
Hey, man, tell your mom I said happy belated Mother's Day.
Oh, I will. Same here, man. Tell the missus over there I said happy Mother's Day. And to all you mothers, I'm sorry I missed you. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, you know, man, you just... One thing for sure, man, your mama told you right. Because you know how.
Oh, yeah. I told you my mama go bear hunting with a switch. So I'm always going to be right when we talking about mama now.
Spoken like a true wrestling fan. Bear hunting with a switch. I remember that. Anyway, man, got a lot to talk about this morning, mm-hmm. as always. Listen, we'd love to hear from you guys in the audience. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Green Bay Packer fans, I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings.
You love being a bearer of bad tidings.
But you know, the 32 football teams in the NFL, in Dalton Wasserman and Jim Wyman,
never heard of. Well, have they ever played football before? have they ever put their hand in the dirt?
Probably
these fools don't know what they're talking
about.
What
about that cat, man?
I'm trying to understand how. Before you say anything, how could a dude come up with this? Did he go and interview every player on every team to come to watch all? What did he do? How did they do this?
The same way. Was Kuiper. What's Kuiper's name?
Mel Kuiper.
Mel Kuiper. The same way Mel Kuiper, who never played any.
Mel got years.
Okay. I know, but.
Yeah. And experience.
He never put his hand in the dirt. So Mel.
Nah, he sure haven't. So he don't even get his hair messed.
So Mel Kuiper is the number one person to tell who the best college football player is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the same way Mel Kuiper can do that, these two men have done their homework, and they say that the Green Bay Packer roster is ranked number 27 out of 32 teams. 27. And that includes the draft choices. And I think, Gilbert, the reason that they could make that statement is the Packers are going to be so young, and they are in rebuild. Now, you said you heard some of the veterans say, we're not in rebuild. And I can understand why a veteran is there, and it's, you know, and he's been a heartbeat away from getting to the Super Bowl, many of those veterans. And now all of a sudden they look around, and the guy who was their buddy in the locker room is gone. How does that feel, man? First off, you with the cats you were used to being with, these were your boys, and y'all grew, you know, together over 3 or 4 years, and now you look and they got some young cat in the locker room where your partner used to be. Does that matter?
Yeah, it matters. It's tough, man. It's just like anything, you know, you a coworker or whatever.
Right.
You out there, you been on, it's blood, sweat, and tears with them, you know, right. Even like in the Army, blood, sweat, tears. And then, you know, these guys leave, you know, go to other teams, and somebody else got to fill that position. Takes a while for you to trust this person, you know, understand this person, know what his mannerisms are, different things. But then it sucks to see that your homeboys went over to Detroit or Minnesota or Chicago somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Or having success, you know what I'm saying? Because kind of like the first time Edgar Bennett, when he left us, he went to Chicago. I consider Edgar a great friend. You know, I had Edgar on my wall. He was the only running back I had on my wall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And didn't have to play against him. You know, it's different, man. It's one of those things like you lost. It's not like you lost a family member.
Right.
You know, but it's tough. Yeah.
I mean, clearly it's a business, and sometimes maybe it takes that as you grow as a person to see those changes, because in college, your boys stay with you for the 3 or 4 years that you were there. But I said all that to say this. So now the Packers are going to have one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. Mm.
Yeah.
That we know. That's clear. It does take time in the NFL, no matter how talented these young guys are, they got to learn their way around. Is that safe to say that they can't do that in 1 year?
Safe, just because you know, you got a lot of young guys, man, a lot of guys that ain't been there, a lot of guys still eyes wide open. I mean, right. When I first got in and I saw a Dallas Cowboy helmet in real life on the field,
right?
You know what I'm saying? It's different, you know. First I was an Eric Dickerson fan when I first saw him. I'm like, oh my god, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have guys on the team that center the guys. You gotta have a guy on the team that's been through the wars, that knows how to handle certain things. The coach can't do it all. He can't do it in the locker room. You need that guy in the locker room. Coach is not in the locker room all the time.
So let me ask you, man, because I was looking at a sports show last week, and they're talking about the Packers, and they were talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the leader. The quarterbacks have been the leaders. Can there be Jordan Love? You can't, maybe he doesn't have the qualities to lead. This was the conversation. Maybe you can't expect him to be the leader right off. Could the leader, and then they were trying to go down the list of who the leaders could be, maybe Jones or any of those cats. But then they came to this. The leader probably is going to be the coach. Because they started going down the list of teams.
Gilbert, who said this?
I forgot who it was, but they said there are teams where Bill Belichick and stuff, that there are coaches who really kind of lead the teams. Is that possible?
No, that's not possible. I mean, the coaches only reach so far. That locker room is sacred. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like your bedroom is sacred. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever sacred. When your mom or your daddy come in there, that's a different person in that bedroom. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But when they close that door, you are on your, you know, you're feeling comfortable. So in the locker room, when the coach walks through the locker room, it's going to be different from when he leaves the locker room. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he doesn't have that. It has to start. So that's why I say people that don't really know need to shut up, really, because you don't understand the game. Inside that locker room, you have to have a leader inside that locker room. And Jordan Love can and will be that leader in that locker room with help. You understand what I'm saying?
Is it because of the position?
Yes. Quarterback is the lead dog, period. You understand what I'm saying? He has help. It's just like Brett Favre needed help from Reggie White.
But clearly Reggie White was the leader when...
Yes, yes.
And everybody accepted.
Yes, I would say, let me rephrase that. Reggie White was the leader. Brett Favre was leader A. Leroy Butler was leader B. 1A, 1B. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the type of... That's the locker room. Man, ain't no coach going to come in there and say that. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody gonna sit up there and be like, when the coach, no, the coach only goes so far.
So
you know what I'm saying?
But Gilbert, the point was saying that Jordan Love
he can do
doesn't
it.
Have those qualities.
He can do it. He has to do it. A great quarterback has to be able to lead. He has to be a general. He has to be, or he don't have no business being in that position. Period. There's no more time for sitting up here. He has to take the reins and go.
So the Packers are saying we've got to give him a chance. You know, it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking while they were saying that, in other words, trying to get the Packer fans ready, don't expect too much. And I'm like, what are they talking about? This is year four. You look at the young rookie quarterbacks coming in, Gilbert. The guys with New England, Philadelphia, the Chicago Bears. This is a new era, a new time. They've got young quarterbacks who are got drafted recently. They coming in, man. They throwing them to the wolves. So you can't say, we got to make sure we give them some time. Go ahead.
They got a formula in Green Bay that they live by. That's been proven that when Brett took over, Aaron Rodgers sat down for 4 years. Now, Aaron Rodgers, this kid here, done sat behind him for what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Now it's his turn. That's their formula. That's what they're gonna live and die with.
Wait, does that mean? Okay, we gotta know.
They just trying to prepare you for what happened the first year Brett took over, the first year Aaron Rodgers took
which
over.
Which was terrible.
Terrible. So don't just sit up there and beat this kid head in because it's expected for him to not have a great season this year. It is Jordan Love's belief that he's going to have an awesome season. He's going to prove everybody wrong.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break.
Hopefully.
844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. What are your thoughts? We'll be right back.
Dread going to work every day? Want a career where you're appreciated? Why not build with the best in the business? Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599 can do this for you. You'll receive very high starting wages and full benefits on top of that. If you're a skilled or entry-level worker looking to cement your lifestyle with a solid career, or if you just want to be happy at work, call 414-354-0599. That's 414-354-0599. Cement your lifestyle with Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599, 414-354-0599.
El local 599 de los Operated Plasters and Cement Masons en Milwaukee te trae la oportunidad de trabajar con lo mejor de lo mejor en el sector. Altos salarios iniciales y beneficios completos para cimentar tu estilo de vida con una carrera extraordinaria. Llámanos al 414-354-0599. Apúntalo, 414-354-0599.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Pat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandPat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 70 today, under mainly sunny skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows around 48. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, highs around 77, lots of sunshine. Dry and cooler Wednesday and Thursday, with highs from the upper 50s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
See, everybody trying to steal my thing. Come on. Come on. Get on it. Get on that love train. Don't y'all be trying to steal it now. Yeah, everybody got to get on the love train. Courtesy of the grave digger. Get on it, Earl. Get on it.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And a shout out to Mr. Robin Adams, who is Robin Adams?
He's a guy, man, that last year I did a podcast called The Cheese Dads. And we became great friends, and he's a writer. Okay, so he puts out articles about our show each week, and he does one hell of a job. One hell of a job. Love his family, got a beautiful wife and kid. These guys are salt of the earth people. So big shout out to my man, because he make me look good, but he make you, Earl. Make you like you know what you talking about.
Hey, listen, man. I want to get back quickly because we got a lot of ground to cover. But I want to get back quickly to this leadership thing, man. Mm-hmm. And again, the fact when I talked about the Packers roster being ranked number 27 out of 32,
that hurts, though, Earl.
One of the things that I just did not want. If what they're saying turns out to be true, if things happen the way many people are predicting this season for the Packers, that the finger doesn't be pointed at Jordan Love, that they don't scapegoat Jordan Love. You know what I mean, Gilbert?
Yeah. It's literally a team deal. Win, lose, or draw. Everybody got to be together.
Let's do this. Let's go to Tim from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Tim. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Hey, Gilbert. Good morning, sir. Who's the best offensive lineman you ever played, and why?
You say the best offensive lineman I ever played?
Yeah, and why?
Yes, sir.
I have never met him yet, and I'm still looking for him.
hey, Tim, you know what? I need to put on the helmet and some shoulder pads, and he'll find him.
Give it to him. Give it to him, Tim. Go ahead. Give it to him.
I love that. Hey, I love that. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
So in September of 1992, you and I played each other. You were Kansas, and I was at Ball State.
What?
Oh, okay. Keith McKenzie, old school.
Yeah, that's right. He's my teammate. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore 74, and I remember I played tackle. I played you a couple downs.
Oh, was that in Kansas?
Yeah, I was at Memorial Stadium there.
Yeah, so man. I mean, I don't know. One of your homeboys, I ran over him so bad.
I was about to say, Gilbert. Gilbert, I was about to ask.
That's on the highlight film, my guy. Hey, I was like, ooh, is he even playing football?
Yeah, right? Yeah, that was an ugly day for us, but you guys walked all over us.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Me and Stubblefield had a great day that day. I appreciate it.
Hey, Tim. So, Tim. Sir. So you played the game. Did you? Mm-hmm. Did you? Gilbert and you. Did you meet up one or two plays?
Yeah, we did. And
was he a strong guy then?
He was a big strong guy. But I got to tell you, and I don't want to ruin your reputation, Gilbert.
No finesse.
Yeah, he wasn't as silky and fast as you think. But no, honestly, Gilbert was one of the nicest guys I remember playing. Just a gentleman out there.
Thank you, sir. And, thank you. I appreciate that.
His reputation, man.
Hey, Gilbert, what did you pay this man to call?
Earl, you got, I mean, on that field, you know, there's some stupid people out there, but some people out there got respect, and some people, you know, if you know, you're not taught to help them up, but after the game, you're going to shake their hand just out of respect. Period.
Hey, Tim, man, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Tim.
And thank you for chiming in, man. Tell somebody else about us, man. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, that's got to be kind of touching, right? Going back to, you know, long time ago, a guy remembers
when we were kids
with you. You know,
when we were kids, you know what I'm saying? You still, yeah, it's great. When we were kids, you still got some type of respect that followed you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you give respect, you earn respect.
You know, Gilbert, we're going to talk about after the break, Hall of Fame and Hall of Fame credentials and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to be talking with the mayor and other people about in the city of Milwaukee about things to impact and make a difference in. And mm-hmm. safety for children and stuff this year, and what we can get people mm-hmm. to do during the summer. And man, mm-hmm. football gonna be right at the top of the line, man. You know, I gotta get these people to understand, Gilbert.
Yeah.
That if we organize and put those kids in mm-hmm. organized sporting activities
mm-hmm.
when they're young,
yeah,
that's the way we can reach them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
people understand that, man. They want to talk about everything else, mm-hmm. but they're missing the boat.
Yeah, I mean, you bring some suit in here, a suit and tie cat that right. don't know no heartbeat of the street, and gonna try to come up with something. No, man, you got to get these guys that's been on the streets in the concrete jungle doing what you need to do, getting out there and understanding what these kids are talking about. Some cats don't do that.
I'm not opposed to people with PhDs, but sometimes the PhD
sometimes people too smart for their own good. Yeah, but
sometimes the PhD stands for piled high and deep. If you know
in.
What I mean. Listen, we got to go to a break.
Keeping it real Monday. That's what they call it. Keeping it real Monday.
We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger under the helmet with Grave Digger.
Oh.
I'm proud to call him my friend, Gilbert Brown.
Same here, brother.
We'll be right back.
You're hanging out in Waukesha.
It's 101.1 FM. In southeastern Wisconsin, it's 5:40 a.m.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Instead of spiking, the number of southern border crossings has dropped since Title 42 expired Friday. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
President Biden himself told Americans to expect chaos, but for now, the crowds are calm. Administration officials say that's because strict new rules are working.
The Pacific Northwest is in the grip of a heat wave, and they're closing campgrounds at Yosemite as they brace for flooding. Meteorologist Jim Cantore at the Weather Channel.
It's all about this big ridge, which
which is just locked in across the Pacific Northwest. It's not helping the fires in Canada, and it's not helping the heat across the West. We're getting, of course, rapid snow melt.
Police say a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old are dead after they were shot at a neighborhood party in Yuma, Arizona. Sergeant Lori Franklin.
We do want to thank several off-duty law enforcement people that were in the area at the time when this happened, who jumped right in.
So far, no arrests. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, your personal injury attorneys with over 35 years of experience. GTWLawyers.com. They're all in to win.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good,
baby. All good, baby, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Private stock.
When I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat.
With the maximum.
Remember rapping Duke?
Da-ha.
Take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade.
You know, I got to tell you, man, I never really listened to rap, but that's pretty cool.
Biggie was cool.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. Let me do this before we go there, Gilbert. Packers picked first and worst following schedule release. Sports Illustrated predicts the Packers 10-7. NFL.com predicts the Packers 10-7. Strat-O-Matic predicts the Packers 9-8. Packers Central predicts the Packers 9-8. Pro Football Network predicts the Packers 8-9. Bleacher Report predicts the Packers 8-9. ESPN predicts the Packers 7-10. The 33rd team 7-10. So, you know, it's going to be a soul searching, but anyway,
rebuild.
Gilbert, man, you're in the Packer ring of fame, man. So let us know, man, you know, what it feels like, you know, your celebrity, what it feels like, man, to see your name up in the ring of fame, the camaraderie with the guys. You know, way before your time, you connect with those people. What is it like to be in the Ring of Fame, man? And you're still a young whippersnapper. You know, what does that feel like?
The Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're not talking about the high school Hall of Fame. I may be in my high school Hall of Fame.
No, you keep saying Ring of Fame. It's Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame.
Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. All right.
There you go. It's an honor that is cherished. It's an honor that is legendary because of the simple fact of the names that you are going in there with.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a name next to Bart Starr or Ray Nitschke or Don Hutson? Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, just your name being mentioned in the same breath as those guys.
You're immortalized.
Yes,
what you are.
Absolutely. And it's something to where, you know, if your kids, Dad, you ain't never played no football. What you talking about? You ain't never done. Hey, yeah. let me show you something, homeboy. Come on, follow me. There is a place but your daddy ain't gonna never be taken off the wall. There is a place where you are in the clouds with the greats.
I wonder what I have to do to get my name immortalized in Washington High School football.
Maybe sweep a floor or something, right?
Hey, man. but anyway, Gilbert, so the reason we're talking about that is when you talk about the fact that we're talking about Sterling Sharp.
You got
guys that you play with, and we asked the question about whether or not these guys should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Do you know any? Who you think?
Do I know any?
Yeah, Packers who aren't in the Hall of Fame, the NFL Hall of Fame that you think should be.
It's so many. It's so many. Just politics, man. You know what I'm saying? Why does it take so long for Jerry Kramer to get in there?
Yeah.
Why does it take so long for Leroy Butler to get in there? I mean, 75, all that stuff he was on. Oh my God! But the most disappointing thing I talk to everybody about is I am so pissed off because Sterling Sharp has not been inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. He's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. That's good. But to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame, why is that? His numbers, beautiful. His tenacity on the field, beautiful. I don't know what he did to piss somebody off, but I am shocked, ashamed that he is not in the NFL Hall of Fame.
You know, Gilbert, his name is not ever mentioned. Right? I mean, I don't hear him being nominated. You know,
I mean but he to me, his play, his determination, his love for the game, he should have been even the injury alone, Earl, he should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. He went out there when they fused his neck together. And played. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was
for what?
He was a physical.
For what?
He was a physical guy. He was a
every
physical
day.
Guy.
There should be something in Green Bay with his name on it. There should be something.
So you played. Not only did you play with him, you played with Donald Driver.
Yes.
And so the two of them, you saw them both.
I saw them both.
You know, Donald Driver is a legend in Green Bay.
You sure he is. Love him. He danced and took his shirt off. That's what made him a legend.
Come on, man.
Yeah, hey. I mean, come on. We making all the fat guys look bad.
Hey,
come
on, dog. But when you think about Sterling Sharp and Donald Driver has, you know, been successful with some of the ventures, we don't even hear about Sterling Sharp. Do you
know
the man? And he was a classy guy, right?
I just don't understand. I don't understand that, you know, the times change. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to compare the two together because they were two different players. I mean, Sterling was just a monster, physical monster that got the job done. Driver was a guy, small college, made a big impact, and is a great humanitarian.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And to be able to compare them to, you cannot. But to the simple fact is, Sterling Sharp is one of those guys where even his own brother said he should have been in before me. Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Shannon.
He should have been in before me. Yeah, Shannon is in.
Yeah, that's right.
Shannon is
several years ago he got in.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp is in there. And to me, man, I'm gonna push this until they put him in. We all should start knocking on that door of the NFL Hall of Fame committee or whoever them dummies is over there, because they ain't gonna never let me in anyway, to let Sterling Sharp get in. They'll wait till he 95?
Well, you know,
Sterling. And can't walk up the steps?
As I think back, Gilbert, Sterling Sharp, for about 3 or 4 years straight, he was all pro. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, first team all pro.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just put the tape on, man, and watch him play. I mean, when I play, I think I played with him for 2 years. Every time I turn around, he was in the weight room.
Yeah, I mean, he was
with a weight belt on, walking around like he Hulk Hogan or something. But he's small as I don't know what.
Yeah, he was a physical specimen.
Yes, he was.
And so, when you look at receivers of this time and this, and you know, they're they use the term athletes and great athletes differently. You look at receivers today; they changed them over the years. You know, when Lofton was around, Lofton's in the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
They were tall, 6'4", you know, and thin. And you look at the great receivers now, they've gone to smaller receivers again. But Sterling Sharp was, what, about 6'2"? He wasn't a tall guy.
No.
He was just kind of a stocky.
He was just athletic and strong. Athletic, strong, quick, made great decisions, never scared to get it across the middle. You know, just a pure athlete, man, from the days of, you know, where they broke the mold. He broke the mold on his athlete.
Man, because, you know, he would go across the middle. Now, I know there's not a whole lot of receivers. Even Donald Driver would go across the middle. There's a lot of receivers, man, they don't want to do that, right? They kind of.
Can you imagine what type of career he could have had if he didn't get hurt? I mean, he started out with the Magic Man, ended up with Brett Favre. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And he was Brett Favre's number one guy. Now, can you imagine?
You know,
career.
You know, Gilbert, and the thing is, you don't hear people talking about Sterling Sharp, even in Green Bay.
Yeah, you're right, man.
But I saw his career. So I do.
He cannot be forgotten. He cannot be forgotten, Earl. He cannot be.
So
we can't let it happen.
So let's go to David. Hey, David, what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
Well, you don't remember.
I just wanted to point out, you know, actually, Sterling Sharp actually was only 6 foot tall.
Yeah, no, he was a small guy.
He wasn't even 6'2". Yeah.
You know, Earl don't know nothing, man. Go ahead.
That's from what I understand. That's how tall he was. Now maybe with cleats and other things, yeah, he could be like 6'1" or whatever. Okay. But anyway, what I was going to say though, I'm a football junkie, and I actually go to all the signings and all that other stuff. And one thing I will say is this: I think Donald Driver's personality was like phenomenal. Like he just light up the room. Didn't matter. You know, where he was, whatever. Sterling Sharp was a little bit more subdued from what I can tell, but, you know, still obviously he was a great guy. But I look at it this way.
Yeah, their personalities were different, David. No question about that. Their personalities
Were different. And Donald Driver, you know, keep in mind, I mean, he was, what, a seventh-round pick? You know, he wasn't a first-round pick like Sharp was.
Yeah, but what does that matter?
I'm just saying, I think, like, Driver really, people didn't really expect much from Driver, and obviously, because, you know, the seven-round pick, you know, there's a lot to prove, and he ended up being, like, an all-pro, obviously, and I think that he was kind of like, people would cheer for him because he was the little guy that could,
So Gilbert was there with both of them. Gilbert, you want to respond to anything you're saying?
He can't go off of the first round, seventh round. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the heart of the person. You know, some people get into how nice the guy is and how whatever he is. Let's check on how what he did between the lines, because if he didn't do anything between those lines, you never would have met him. You see what I'm saying? So when a guy like that is out there, if Sterling Sharp would have had the longer career like Driver did, then there will be no comparison. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking that. Driver's cute. He got pearly white teeth. He pretty boy. Yeah. I understand that. Girls love him to death. I don't know why, but they love him to death. But when it comes to putting it in between those lines, that's what we got to go off. And to me, Sterling Sharp should be in the NFL Hall of Fame, period.
You know, we got some numbers. Calvin, you still got some of those numbers, man?
Yeah, I got them pulled up.
Listen to the numbers.
So Donald Driver is number one in receiving yards, and Sterling Sharp's number three for the Packers. For receptions, give me 1 second.
Y'all remember, you only played seven.
Now. Donald Driver's number one, Sterling Sharp's number three. But like we got to remember, Donald Driver played much longer. Also,
I'm trying to tell y'all.
Sterling Sharp had more touchdowns than Donald Driver did, though. Sterling Sharp is third all time in receiving touchdown for the Packers, and Donald Driver.
Well, facts.
So that's pretty facts. Amazing when you think.
How many years, Calvin?
Sterling Sharp played for seven seasons. I gotta look up how many Driver played, but Driver played way more than that.
Yeah, no, yes. Driver played at least Driver 10 years.
Over 10. Yeah, he had to play over 10.
David?
Yeah, I think Donald Driver is like 11 years, I believe. I think. I'm not 100% sure on that, but either way, though, yeah, it speaks. I mean, Sharp had the nose to the end zone all the time. It was just anything that was around there, he was just Mr. Touchdown. And no question that he was ultra talented. The only person I think that could compare, at least from the time that I ever saw any other wide receiver on the Packers, was James Lofton. James Lofton was Mr. Smooth, the guy would just glide down and boom. But outside of that, I think Sharp was actually a stronger receiver.
No question.
You know, like he was more like a running back. Like people would bounce right off of him.
Yeah, that's when true.
I think it was very rare. Whoever was tackling him, the first guy was not able to get him down.
So Gilbert's point is valid from the standpoint that, and just like you, I'm a football junkie and have been longer than both of you because I've been around a little bit longer.
Combined?
come on, man. I've been around just a little bit, but I do know what Sterling Sharp was. And when they drafted him, and I do know that he was just a game breaker. And it is true, Gilbert, that they need to start organizing and pushing to get his name, bring him back up, because I rarely hear, even in Green Bay, people talking about Sterling Sharp.
They always should talk about Sterling Sharp. And the thing is, and that's why I'm trying to spit these facts and got Calvin doing all the back work, is that Mr. James Lofton and Mr. Donald Driver each had long careers.
Got to go to a break. 844. Thank you, David. 967-2789.
And Mr. Donald Driver each had long careers.
Got to go to a break. 844. Thank you, David. 967-2789.
And do you dread going to work every day? Want a career where you are appreciated? Why not build with the best in the business? Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599 can do this for you. You will receive very high starting wages and full benefits on top of that. If you are a skilled or entry-level worker looking to cement your lifestyle with a solid career, or if you just want to be happy at work, call 414-354-0599. That's 414-354-0599. Cement your lifestyle with Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599, 414-354-0599.
El local 599 de los Operated Plasters and Cement Masons en Milwaukee te trae la oportunidad de trabajar con lo mejor de lo mejor en el sector. Altos salarios iniciales y beneficios completos para cimentar tu estilo de vida con una carrera extraordinaria. Llámanos al 414-354-0599. Apúntalo, 414-354-0599.
You only get so many sunrises. Rise up and get the influence, productivity, professional well-being, and collaboration you need to become the best leader you can be. ChaskaConsulting.com provides executive leadership coaching, workshops, webinars, business consulting, and keynote speaking workshops. Samantha at ChaskaConsulting.com will guide and consult you and your team from planning to completion. A beautiful place to visit. ChaskaConsulting.com. That's C-H-A-S-K-A Consulting.com.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 70. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 48. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, highs level off around.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Uptown.
Boom. 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 This to the drop. Boom. Make you comfortable. Boom. 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 Let it breathe, bro, before you run your mouth. Let it breathe. Come on.
Oh. Hey, you don't do any DJing, do you?
I need to. I'm better than Shaq. Hey. Come on.
Welcome back. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number under the helmet with the grave digger. So, Gilbert, your best friend, is it safe to say, you know, one of your best friends, I don't want to put you in a bad spot because I know you and Leroy are still pretty tight.
Frenchy.
But
he's
also,
French.
But I also know that you and and Dotson. Santana Dotson.
Dotson, I really
tight. And I also know that you and Dr. George Coons.
Love him.
Are really tight. But when but are these some other guys who you think should be in the Packer Hall of Fame?
Criteria wise, you know what I'm saying? People get in their mind of years played or certain numbers or whatever. I mean what distinguished guys from? I mean, I played for the Green Bay Packers. Period. Never played for another team in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Which is amazing.
Other guys have and didn't. Let's look at Charles Woodson, you know. Woodson's in the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame, but he is a
monster.
And he is a Raider.
Yeah.
He won the championship with us, but he went back and is immortalized as a Raider.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's just like Santana. You know what I'm saying? Santana started out with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rookie player of the year, all that stuff. Came over to Green Bay for 5-6 years. Won a Super Bowl. Put his roots down. Then I think the last year he left, he went to Washington. The thing about it is that whoever picks the guys or whoever's criteria, whoever's the board or head of board or whatever, it is an injustice. When you don't put a guy like Santana Dotson in, you don't put a guy like Sean Jones in, you don't put a guy like George Kuntz in.
Gilbert, Sean Jones was only with the Packers for about 3 years.
He won a Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers.
But you can't put
him in. He solidified that defensive line to be. Here's the catch, Earl. That defensive line is one of the best defensive lines the Green Bay Packers ever had ensembled at one time. Reggie White, Santana Dotson, Sean Jones, and your boy.
Okay, let me ask you. I watched the Packers going back, early 60s.
Come on.
When they were flat out, nobody could touch the Packers. They were champions. They won all those championships. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those guys didn't wind up in the pack. You can't put everybody there.
No, right? You can't put everybody in there. That's why I'm saying you got to have a criteria of who goes in where and who did what. You see what I'm saying?
I know, but you're talking about
you gotta understand
your generation. What about all them star players who back in the 60s who didn't get in? I'm just asking the question.
After Super Bowl 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? After those type of guys? Well, you gotta put it down. Or most of those guys are in there. Most of those guys are in there. It's some guys that's missing, of course.
Right.
Just like on our team, it's some guys that's missing. But you gotta put those guys in, because if you go back and look at our when that defensive line was there, we had the number one defense in the league.
Yeah, I saw it.
You see what I'm saying? So there has to be some kind of purpose for these guys to be where they're supposed to be.
But you also had some great defensive backs, some great linebackers. You had the great wide receivers, great running backs, great offensive line. You had a stellar team, man. So could the same thing be said for the offensive linemen of your era? Or the safeties, the cornerbacks.
Yeah, I mean, there's positions and all kind of everything for everybody, but you can, like you said, Earl, you can't put everybody in. You cannot. There's not enough room. You can't just put 18 guys in on one team, 18 guys in on the other team. You know what I'm saying? Before I hate to get off the subject, Earl. I'm sitting over here watching my TV. What's wrong with Ja Morant?
Ja Morant, for those who don't know him, is a star young basketball player who could possibly become the face of the NBA. He's about 22 years old, one of the most athletic young guys who ever played the game, who's looking at a $200 million contract, and not counting Converse contract, probably worth another $260 million. We're talking about a young kid, 21, 22 years old, who's got the world at his feet, but who can't separate himself from where he grew up and around guys who he should move beyond. And so he was suspended earlier in the year for having on a website with a gun, doing what some young urban cats do on these websites. And so he was suspended. We thought he learned his lesson. And here he is again on another website brandishing a gun. It's going to cost him, could cost him $500 million, Gilbert. And that's what you and I do, man. That's why we work with these young kids to try to get them to understand that's not the way. Right.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, man, I try to preach as much as I can. Even though you don't want to be a role model, you are a role model. Even though these kids emulate everything you do.
Right. Man.
So you got to, I mean, even you just got to present yourself better, decision making. Everybody going to make mistakes. Everybody gonna do dumb stuff,
yeah, but to not do it that twice, kind of dumb stuff, man.
Do it twice,
right?
Come on, man.
You know,
there's got to be repercussions for it.
It's got to be.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's
a basketball player.
Yeah,
he's trying to be something else.
Yeah, Gilbert, he can't be both, right?
Mm-mm.
And it's just what you said. I remember Charles Barkley said once, "I'm not a role model."
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was forced to backtrack on that.
Yes,
he is, right?
He is. I mean, even if you don't want to be, you're going to be.
Right.
So you got to do something and live right, man, because the kids are emulating you.
Hey, Gilbert, man, I hate we got to go, man. Great show this morning. Really, really.
Hey, man. Appreciate it,
bro. Love you, man. And
love you too, bro.
Yeah.
Even though your face is gray,
I love you. Well, it's gonna be looking like yours next week, because I'm going to put some shoe polish on my hair.
Shoe polish.
Shoe polish, yeah. All right. Gotta go to a break. See you later, buddy.
Tell Big Sandy I said, what's up, man?
I will. It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. He's pulling up. We'll see you. See you later, Gilbert. We'll talk later. All right. Be right back.
Peace out. Count.
It's Monday. That means Mondays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. He's pulling up. We'll see you. See you later, Gilbert. We'll talk later. All right, be right back.
Peace out, Cal.
It's Monday at MEC.
Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound. Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
You're listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting.